pants getting a little bit too tight for your liking. And maybe you're considering, whew, I need to do some exercise. Now there's all different types of exercises you can do, but if that one particular type of exercise is running, I know someone just said, mm-mm, Pam, running ain't it. Even so, hold on and listen to what I have to say, because you don't have to run. But we're going to talk about running right now. But like I said, hold on, because I do have something to say if running is not your thing. So back to running, okay? You decide you're going to run. Running is great. Running is a fast way to burn calories. And when I say fast, I don't mean that you have to go out running fast. I mean, compared to some forms of exercise, with running, you do burn a lot of calories, or you can burn a lot of calories. Obviously, the longer you run, the more calories you burn, okay? Now, if you're just starting out, I would not recommend, of course, running a lot of miles. Matter of fact, I recall when I was on the journey to losing 75 pounds, I could barely run a mile. It was pretty sad. I mean, it was sad, it was slow, but I did it. And over time, got a little bit faster, lost more weight. Okay, cool. You got that part. So running is a good way to burn a lot of calories. Here's the things though. Running burns calories. It does not burn fat. So all you people talking about, ooh, Pam, I don't ever want to run. This is where you really need to chime in here, okay? One of the things that you need to do, if you want those clothes that are getting a little bit too tight, is focusing on burning fat. Fat. How do you burn fat? Well, in the form of exercise, you can burn fat. Here's how you do it. You do it the same way, people, for those of you who are not runners, with some high intensity interval training. In running, what that means is there is something called a fartlek. And a fartlek is where you run slowly and then you go all out, like a sprint, and you do that for a certain amount of time. And you do several of those. You can do those straight away. It can also be doing hill sprints, because you're really intensifying it, really getting your body to really move and use some muscles. Key word in high intensity. That intensity truly helps. Now, while you're doing it, you will be burning calories. The difference between just going out and run, do your little run, and doing high intensity interval training or interval runs, is that after, and this is key, even if you are not a runner, doing high intensity training, even after you have finished running or doing your high intensity training, your muscles that you use to do that work are still at work. So while you're just sitting around doing nothing, your muscles are helping you to burn fat. I hope I said that right. Any personal trainers, correct that. But what it's saying there is, my point is, you want to burn fat. Now, what's going to happen here? I want to tell you this, because there's this myth. Actually, it's not even a myth. It's just wrong. It's wrong. Okay? So, and that just wrong thing is, muscle does not weigh more than fat. It doesn't. So when your friend tells you, girl, I don't like to be working on my muscles because muscles weigh more than fat and I'm trying to lose weight, look at her, smile, and tell her, girl, that's not right. And if she's one of those ones who is argumentative, you just let her have her alternative facts, and you know the facts, that muscle does not weigh more than fat. A pound is a pound is a pound. The difference between a pound of muscle and a pound of fat is muscle is more dense. So muscle looks smaller than a pound of fat, but they're still the same thing. And why is this important to talk about muscle? Because your muscles become a fat burning machine, right? And when they become a fat burning machine, you may be the same weight on the scale, But be wondering, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I weighed myself a few months ago, a few weeks ago, and I was X amount of pounds. And now I'm still the same X amount of pounds, but my pants aren't tight. Muscle, muscle. So that means if you want to burn fat while also running, make sure to include interval training. And for those of you who are not running, the only time you'll be caught running is if someone is chasing after you. You can also do intensity training in other ways. If you are someone who likes DVDs, for example, Sean T, just about everything Sean T has uses a high interval training. So if it's T25, Max Insanity 30, Insanity, all of them, you are going to do some high intensity level training. Even some of Tony Horton's work does that. Some of his exercises in P90X3, I think it's P90X3, as well as his 22 minute corp, hard corp, that also uses high intensity training. So get it done. Make sure to include high intensity interval training into your workouts and burn that fat. Go out there and get it done, because if you want those clothes that are feeling a little bit tight to feel looser, high intensity training will do it for you. Have a great one.